Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to the season premiere of Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. We are coming to you on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network, simulcast by our friends on Fox Sports Ohio. Great to have you with us, John Michael, alongside the Spanish radio voice of the Cavaliers, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and also now the Spanish radio voice of the Cleveland Browns. Double duty on Sunday for you. That's a long day on the air.
The only thing that was missing, and hello, everybody, and welcome to another season and edition of Caps HQ, was like overtime at the queue. That would have like completed the first ever in Espanol. It's like doble jornada. So like the first doubleheader in Espanol in Cleveland. Browns at one, Caps at six, season opener, and the Caps, the Browns on the road. And by the way, I offer $5 to a listener. I pick one for every time I mention Cavs in the Browns broadcast. I'm Brown, and I'm down like 250.
La Mega, all Rafa, all the time. Our Spanish-speaking fans were treated to a full day of Rafa, which must have been a delight. I hope you were bright enough that you and your agent negotiated you get paid by the quarter by the Browns.
Yeah,
it'd
right.
It'd already be a week in advance. Four overtime.
Like a whole game already.
I mean,
yes, it was unbelievable. And by the way, on December the 23rd. For Christmas, we're going to have Browns at 1 o'clock at First Energy Stadium and the Cavs here at the queue at 6 o'clock. So,
got to hustle.
I'm dropping off the car at the queue early in the morning.
Yeah,
another overtime, another overtime game in the call. And, you know, it should be fun. But it was great. It's a great weekend for everybody. And we're back home.
Yep.
We opened the season at home for a season that we really, anybody that tells you that knows what's going to happen this season is lying to you.
I'm talking about the Cavs now, right?
About the Cavs, yep. Or the Browns. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Right. But speaking of Cavs here on Cavs HQ, I always say it's like every game is a new chapter, a new lesson for everybody, especially for the kids. I think Colin Sexton, for example, in his home debut on Sunday, learned a lot. And T. Lou mentioned it on the post game conference as well, that he was a little bit over aggressive trying to do too much on his debut, and it's understandable, a young kid trying to make an impression to the home crowd. So it's what we sign up for, and here we go.
Tyronn Lue said it's not about wins and losses this season, it's about wins and lessons. Unfortunately, yes. The Cavs have gotten three lessons to kick off the season. The most recent loss in that Sunday home opener against the Atlanta Hawks. So we've seen some encouraging individual performances, however, and we will examine some of those as this broadcast continues. But we have a fun show. I mean, Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com, one of our regulars, one of our favorites, is here. And how about the new sideline reporter, Angel Gray, who will be along to join us in this first half hour. Great to have her on board. She's off and running.
Yes, you know, I had done my homework, and I knew she went to Florida State University.
Played basketball.
Played basketball there, yes. But over the weekend, I saw a post of her about the Purdue football game, Boilermaker.
Now you're going to get her in trouble, right?
I thought I have company. But no, it was a whole different purpose of her post. So I can't wait to actually, we've seen her on the road, but, you know, we're all working. We get to say hi, good morning to each other. You know, we watch shoot around, we do the game. So we're finally going to get a chance to sit down and chat with her.
Great addition. We want our fans to get to know Angel, and that will take place when we come back right here on Cavs HQ, brought to you by AT&T.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
There's a fight in this city, and it lives in the blood of all of us, driving us, uniting us. This fight is our birthright. So on your feet, Cleveland. Be the one thing you were born to be. Be the fight.
The fight continues Saturday, October 27th, as the Cavs face the Pacers. It's sneakerhead night, and all fans receive a Cavs shoebox. Head to Cavs.com for your tickets today.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell, Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. I guess that's why they call it. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena Box Office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart. Open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
We're back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, with our featured guest of the week. It is Angel Gray, the new sideline reporter for Fox Sports Ohio and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Great to see you.
Great to see you again, too.
How have you been?
Angel Gris.
Ah, is that how you say it?
Angel Gris.
Yeah.
Nice ring to it.
Everyone just calls me Angelique or Angelica.
Angelica, yeah.
That sounded better than you, by the way.
We've been working on it. I told you to teach me Espanol, and we're here.
Needs work.
Yeah. She's actually the one that speaks the best Spanish out of everybody at the table.
So that's another area to build on, right?
Of course.
Angel, I'm sure this has not been a whirlwind for you at all, right? You got to Cleveland, 2 days before opening night? What was it?
Not at all. So I learned about everything on Saturday, moved up here on Monday, got here Tuesday morning around 2 o'clock in the morning, and then we flew out to Toronto that afternoon.
Nothing, right?
You know, just on the road in another country and then playing and learning everyone, but it's been awesome. The one thing that I was excited about was the people, where the people just being able to, you know, adjust, and everybody's been very welcoming and giving me all the information that I need, and so it's been fun getting to know you guys.
You've done a lot better than I have when I came here 4 seasons ago, because I was told, just do what Joe Michael does.
Which terrible was advice, actually.
Going back to when you found out that there was an opportunity open in Cleveland, to the point where you got that phone call to say, you know, Angel, we'd like to come be part of the team. How was that process? And is that something that you, was that the move or the step you really wanted to take?
It was definitely the step that I wanted to take, because I love a challenge. I know that we'll talk about it, but this summer, just another challenge that I, you know, took on and added another feather to my hat just with being play-by-play. So I think this was something that I love the game. I love the fact that I would be able to grow with a program that needs a storyteller. And I thought it was, you know, just something where it kind of freaked me out. So I was like, perfect. Yeah. This is exactly what I have to be doing. So I've just always believed that. And I mean, I'm a woman of faith. I definitely went to my family about it, you know, my mentors about it, prayed about it. And it was something that I felt very calm about going. Calm in my mind. On the outside, it's just like, but at the end of the day, I was excited to actually get started.
Well, you know what the surefire sign is that you've made it to the pinnacle of your profession is that you are sitting here on the, right here on the set of Cavs HQ. So you have arrived officially.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll have to get a picture.
Welcome to the party.
Signed.
Great to have you aboard. Well, I mean, you had a terrific playing career at Florida State. However, before we talk about that, you were almost in Big Ten country in Indiana, right?
Yes, I was. Absolutely. My sister actually, the timing is perfect. My sister actually coached at IU. And I signed with IU, actually, and was under Coach Versip. And the coaches actually left at Purdue. Now, Coach Versip used to play at Purdue. She's like one of the highlight players. And they offered her the job that season that I was supposed to be coming in. So, of course, with Big Ten rules, I wasn't able to go transfer into another Big Ten school and get a scholarship. So, honestly, my heart, I knew that Florida State, it was either UGA, Vanderbilt, Florida State. I love those schools. And Florida State just kind of, as soon as I wasn't able to go to Purdue. I was like, I'm going to Florida State. Yeah. So it literally happened like the next day. Mm-hmm. Talked to the coach. But yeah, they're now at Purdue. Had a big win on just a couple of days ago. Sorry, I know we're in Ohio State.
This one makes that mistake all the time.
It's not a mistake. Help. Don't worry about it. All I know is that this past Saturday, I just had a shot of whiskey and a beer to chase it down. That's called a Boilermaker, by the way.
Oh. Here we go.
So I tweeted that and nobody got it.
In the second language. He's making jokes in
Nobody got it.
They're going over as well as great.
I tweeted that. Oh, how delicious. You know, a shot of whiskey and a glass of beer to chase it down. And a couple of my friends were like, I thought you stopped drinking. I'm like,
he can't. See, he can't help himself. He does it.
At least he has accountability partners.
Yeah.
He also doesn't wait like the 72 hours after a loss to at least let people feel a little bit better about it. Instantly, he feels the need
especially after Michigan won the classic against Michigan State. Yeah.
That was good. Okay, well, see, I have to say this too, though. Who doesn't like the story of Tyler, though?
Yes.
Like when you can really, it's bigger than the game.
Right.
And so
explain
even
for those,
in that
for those
game,
who aren't as familiar,
okay,
explain.
Okay, so with Tyler, just with him going
Purdue,
through,
right.
Yes, with Purdue. He's been following this team forever. He actually is a writer for the team. And he has cancer right now. And he's not doing too well. It's definitely terminal. And he made his prediction. He said, if I get to make it to the game, Ohio State is going to win. And so
Purdue is
going to
win.
Right. And so it was very interesting to see how the team, you know, huddled around him and how the coaches really brought him on the ring. The first game, he actually walked out as a captain. And so this year, obviously not doing too well, they did a story on him. And I think they did an amazing job covering how the team really rallied around him. And David Blau, who I respect greatly, they asked him how Tyler looked. And he said, he looks like a Boilermaker who's going to fight. So the fact that you can, like, see something like that and then his fight to go through, never complain, just continue to just be supportive, and the fans rallying behind him. I even saw some Ohio State fans on Twitter, like, you can't even be mad. Like, if there's any game that we lose, it's probably this one.
We're talking to Angel Gray, the new sideline reporter for the Cavaliers. So your background, obviously, is in basketball. Mm-hmm. Played at Florida State. What I think is fascinating, as a play-by-play guy, you recently did play-by-play mm-hmm. in the WNBA for the LA Sparks, right? Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Oh.
And B, was it something you said, wow, this is fantastic? Or was it something when you started you said, oh, my goodness, I'm a little bit uncomfortable about doing this? How did it all come about?
So you remember that conversation we had about being uncomfortable?
Right.
Well, there
that's,
you go.
That's right. That's 10 times uncomfortable.
There you go.
Right.
So actually the story, I was on vacation with my family in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And I kind of knew that I was going, but I wasn't sure because we were kind of going back and forth with
going
contracts
what?
As far as LA.
Okay.
And so they were just saying, hey, do you want to be a part of the team? You know, they knew that I was an analyst.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, well, yeah, definitely. Let's get something rolling. I go to Bahamas, and they send me the contract, and it says play-by-play.
Oh. And I was like, you must have sent me the wrong thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, right. So, John, I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. There's something wrong the contract. I think there was a typo. Mm. And the people come back to me and the GM and everyone that's sending, you know, the contract and say, well, we believe you could do it. Do you want to do it? And needless to say, I probably had a couple of Boilermakers that day. needed some time to think about that one because that's completely out of my field. But I believe that I can prepare better than anybody when they tell me what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And so I had my family with me, which was a great thing for me. We were at the beach. So everything is set up to a point where I was relaxed and I thought about it. And I worked with so many great play-by-play. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I chose to do was call about 3 or 4 of them, and from men to women, and just see what it would be. And all of them were like, Angel, you should totally do it.
Good.
Angel, you have to do
great.
It. So the next day I said, I'm going out there. I had 2 days to prepare, and then I was there.
Plenty
so
of time.
I'm going from the Bahamas to Atlanta.
Oh,
I had a
goodness.
Day and a half to pack, got there Friday, called my first game Sunday.
And that was this past season.
Yes,
quick
this
things.
Past season.
That's great. It's terrific to have you aboard. Can
Thank
you stick
you.
Around for one more segment?
Of course.
We'll talk a little Cavs. We'll talk a little NBA when we come back with Angel Gray, the new sideline reporter for the Cavaliers right here on Cavs HQ.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at the Cleveland Monsters game.
Sunday, November 4th at 5 p.m. is a Monsters Family Day presented by Castaway Bay as the first 2,500 kids age 12 and under receive a Castaway Bay Day Pass. And stick around for a post-game skate presented by Hudak Dental.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am, and you can be one too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Most people know Levin's is the place for incredible values. We're also the place for the best quality selection and service. As the area's largest furniture and mattress retailer, our buyers travel the world looking for the very best values and highest quality furniture. Plus, the decorating studio at Levin's can help you create the home of your dreams. From custom living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, to American-made special orders, our in-store decorators are here to assist. And with the best finance offers and White Club delivery, you're gonna love Levin's.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the saucy state of mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Back here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T with new Cavs sideline reporter Angel Gray. Great to have you aboard. All right, Angel, three games in.
Yes.
First NBA season. What has it been like down there on the floor? What have been the changes for you as you embark upon your
first NBA campaign?
Yeah.
I think so. I really do believe so. It's been enlightening, I'll say that.
How so?
Because just being around some of the best names, the best players in the world, and you see not just how they play on the court, but how they interact with one another, mm-hmm. how they motivate one another, you know, what officials are like, you need to sit down. and just, you know, how they demand the huddle. I think you even grow to respect a few of the players even more when you see that side of them and, you know, how they are leaders on the floor. So I think that's been really cool to see that story of it.
You mentioned preparation. I think John and I would agree with you that that is like 90% of our job, just
yes.
being ready to tell our story, because mm-hmm. everybody gets the same information. It's just what kind of story you tell. But
what
goes into the Angels' preparation for a game, obviously the production meetings mm-hmm. and which way the show is going. But for you, what does it take?
I think it starts with building relationships first, and it's them trusting that what they give you, that you – deliver it in a way that's protecting, you know, their person mm-hmm. or that team. So I think for me, it's just really being around. It doesn't have to be with a camera or a mic. It's, hey, how you doing?
Those are the best.
That's what people yeah. want to know first off. And just who are you? I mean, mm-hmm. yes, we see that you can put up 20 points, grab, you know, 19 rebounds or whatever in a game. But where's that passion coming from? Where is it stemming from? You know, is there something that you're playing for today? Is there a family member that's in the stands? Like, those stories, once you're just with them talking and they can trust you with that, I think those are the most gratifying stories that you can tell.
And you've had all that time to build those relationships.
No, I've had so much time to build relationships.
But the best part about what you just mentioned.
Libraries and mountains of information.
The best part of what you just mentioned is not only you are serving the player who wants to get that story out, but mm-hmm. you also, your viewers,
mm-hmm.
that's what they want to know, because
yes.
they're watching the game, but they really want you to humanize.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think my producer wants me to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I I believe, just for me, when I came to the city, the first thing I do is get an Uber, and I talk to the Uber driver, and I'm like, hey, tell me about the city. How do you feel about the team? They don't know who I am, you know, for Adam, but I want to see and I want to hear how they're feeling about the city. I want to know the city more just through the people that are here, and it's been pretty cool to get to know them and how they feel, and they're passionate. They love the hardworking, you know, aspect of the team, so once I get that vibe from them, then I can deliver the stories that, you know, tailor to that.
Speaking of your producer, we know your producer. Right? We highly recommend you.
Yeah,
you kind of take whatever he says with a grain of salt. Do your own thing. Just trust your own instincts.
I was going. I'm going to jot that down.
Yeah, please do.
When time comes, I'm going to say, "Hey, Rafa, well, told you,
just do it. Just do it." John does terrible advice. Right. Hey, our first week, however, again, not the way the Cavs wanted it to go, with a couple of losses, but some pretty big situations, yes. NBA-wise. Kawhi Leonard makes his debut north of the border.
Danny Green
was you know, up there as well. And how about we go to Minnesota? Jimmy Butler goes from getting roundly booed during the introductions. 33 points later, MVP chance.
And this was what's funny about that, what I recognize, and I think they looped it at some point too the next day. He then, when he's about at 20 points at that point in the game, he's turning to the crowd and he's like, boo! Boo!
Oh, so he's taunting,
he's playing with the crowd too, and I've never seen it flip that fast. But greatness, see, I mean, he had an incredible grain.
We were in the concourse, and everybody was saying, "All right, you know what? We need. Everybody knows they need. Everybody knows they need Jimmy.
We were wondering.
Right? They know they need Jimmy.
Well, he said, "You need me."
Yeah,
so,
to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, we were wondering what the reception was going to be like.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't wondering that much.
Well, but we knew Minnesota is not really the type of crowd that you know. In New York they were still the
boss, right?
In New York they boo, and when I remember, I will never forget Jason Giambi struck out his first at bat when he was signed for the big contract with the Yankees. They booed. Alex Rodriguez, the same thing, you know, Giancarlo Stanton. But the fact that they tried to boo it every time he touched it at the beginning of the game.
Yeah. How many possessions did he have?
Three. Didn't last.
And then he had a couple of assists because he didn't score at the beginning of the game. Yeah. He had a couple of assists. The next thing you know, he's like MVP. MVP. Right. I was like, come on.
So I'll add this too. I had to put a seat by the fans.
You were right by
that
bench,
point,
right?
Because
you're right
media,
down in the mix.
I was right there, and I asked that people were amazing. They put a chair right next to the crowd. And it was funny to see them trying to boo him, and then they'll pass it to somebody else, and they're just like, this doesn't make sense.
Because this guy is worse. Worse than Jimmy.
Right. Exactly. Let's just watch
Wait a minute. This is why Jimmy wants to leave. They should boo the other guy. That would have been great if they had started booing the guy that Jimmy has been criticizing for why he wanted to leave, which is like Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns. Mm-hmm. But you can't.
What's interesting is that holdouts aren't all that uncommon in the NBA. Mm-hmm. What is uncommon is returning at the end of camp, going through practice, playing with the reserves, beating the starters, and happening to, well, all the while yelling at your head coach that you need me now.
Check, Jimmy Butler.
And he was, and pretty much every step of the way, Jimmy has been dead right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, dead right. And it makes for, I think, what's Minnesota going to do now? Are you going to trade him? Apparently, the day before we played there, the owner came out and said, we're still looking to actively trade Jimmy Butler. So we shall see. We have seen here in Cleveland that typically when you trade big players away, it is nearly impossible to get equal return.
Especially when you're being held hostage about trading me.
To me, the people, I don't know about you, Angel, but the fans in Minnesota, that's who I feel bad for. I mean, because, again, they've been waiting. They had a streak of over 10 years, longest drought in NBA history, return to the playoffs. They finally get there. They have a team that's up and coming, right? They give max contracts to Towns, max contracts to Wiggins. They're finally on the cusp of doing something.
Bring in the role players.
And all of a sudden, you're faced with a situation where who knows what they're going to do for the next couple of weeks.
I think the league is changing, too, I think at this point, the players understand that they can move. Like, I think as far as the mentality
before.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I'm not happy, I can leave. You can see that from the NBA all the way down to even
is
college
that healthy,
ball.
Though?
I don't think it's healthy because then you kind of get rid of the loyal fan to the team. And so back in the days, you know, we always saw Jordan, even though he changed teams eventually, you know, Tony Parker, it's just different to see him, you know, in Charlotte.
Difficult balance is obviously you want the players to have some kind of power and be happy and everything. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when it comes time to negotiate and the teams are willing to put in all this money and, all, you know, we sign you for 5 years.
Jimmy, I mean, you got to see.
The dotted line doesn't mean much nowadays.
Well, okay, but you have to see it from a player's perspective too.
I know.
I mean, they
got to
do
it.
Difficult
balance.
These guys got to do what they got to do.
It's a business.
I mean, it is.
But then, who runs the asylum?
Well, I mean, the players got to do what they got to do. It's a good question. You know what? Where a lot of players have migrated this year is L.A. for the Lakers, and what did we see in their home debut?
Home
by
opener.
The way, yeah, home opener. It actually the debut of LeBron James somehow got upstaged. Got upstaged as the fight. Of course, Brandon Ingram gets four games. Three men threw punches in that game. Ingram got four. Rondo got three. Rajon Rondo and Chris Paul got two, and they broke down the video, the Spitgate.
Spitgate
was clear. Every angle has been leaked.
The first angle, I was like, why did Chris Paul only get two games? He started it. And then they show the other slow motion angle. Mm-hmm. And
Ingram started the whole thing by shoving James Harden.
Because it had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with anything other than being mad and frustrated.
Meanwhile, James Harden is at the free throw line waiting on his free throws. I don't know if anyone else
he's like, I got to get at it.
Like, I'm still supposed to be shooting. Right. And then let's not forget that part.
Then LeBron, by the way, is holding Chris Paul. Yet, you know, he's friends with Chris Paul. And the whole... Somehow the luster was lost.
Was the secret path from one locker to the other? Was it in Houston or in L.A.?
No, that was a Clippers too, by the way.
That's what I mean. But it's the same place.
Yeah, it is the same.
It's Staples Center.
You're right. I thought you were going to make a Seinfeld Spitgate reference.
I was like, they got to go watch out with that secret path. There.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. For
it
having
is going
me.
To be fun this year, Angel.
Absolutely.
We are. I know I speak for a lot of people in Northeast Ohio. Welcome aboard. Great to see you.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
More Cavs HQ right after this.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wingfoot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, beat Nance. Look out! As Nance once again hammers home a dunk.
Check out what's new at the Team Shop from Homage, New Era, Levelwear, and the official Nike On-Court Collection. Shop online anytime at Cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson,
only in my dreams,
and Naughty by Nature.
Hip-hop,
Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Magic was definitely in the air at Quicken Loans Arena on Tuesday night. Sorcery was felt throughout the arena as the queue turned into the school of witchcraft and wizardry as the Cavs hosted the annual Big Shots and Little Stars event. The spellbinding night benefits Flashes of Hope and the Children's Tumor Foundation, raising awareness and funds for pediatric cancer research. It was a who's who of Northeast Ohio as business and community leaders were joined by Cavs coaches and front office staff, plus Dumbledore, McGonagall, and their friends. Following an entertaining and emotional stage show, the highlight of the night, as it is every year, was the inspirational fashion show. The true stars of the night were the Little Stars, pediatric cancer survivors, who made their way down the runway with Cavs players and other local big shots. With wands waving and confetti falling, it was a magical night for everyone involved.
Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart.
And we're back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, and joined by one of our favorites. He is a regular. He is here for the season premiere
Hello.
Of Cavs HQ, the founder of Cavs.com. It is Joe Gabriel.
Wow.
Good to
Managing editor.
Yeah.
Of Cavs. No, I'm a Cavs. I'm a beat writer.
Beat reporter. Founder of Cavs.com. You guys were talking. Rafa now, for those of you just joining us, is the Spanish voice of the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. And you two, at the break, we're discussing a certain play in the fourth quarter from last weekend when official Sean Hockley actually uttered these words: the quarterback was still a runner and therefore is allowed to be hit in the head.
Insane.
Discuss.
Well, I mean, my big thing is that it's not just this. It's every Monday now. NFL is calling to say, well, we're sorry. Well, we screwed up. We're sorry. I mean, you're going to get our quarterback killed. And I mean, when is it going to end? I'm sure a lot of NFL teams the next morning have a lot of beefs. But it seems to be every Monday for us.
Yeah. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers lying there. Is that conceivably? Conceivably.
My problem at having, being speaking English as a second language for me, I give the referee the out that he misspoke.
They better clear this up this week.
Especially with all these issues with the NFL, and the concussion issues and all these. Let's just give it to him. But there's no way they can miss that play. But like Joe says, against the Browns, there are so many obvious plays that they have missed. Last weekend, when we lost to the Los Angeles Chargers, they missed a false start in one of the touchdown passes that Drew Brees threw, that it was just so blatantly obvious that it just, you don't understand. You cannot explain other than sending a letter of apology.
In the grasp against the Graders is one that stands out.
There's another one.
And the Carlos Hyde first down
game-changing plays.
Again, we're not blaming it on the officials, but at the same time, boy, geez. After a while, you start to say.
On the Carlos Hyde placement that they had already given him a first down, which meant the Browns could have run out the
right
clock.
Right out the clock, won the game.
The explanation was that the referee put together like three or four different angles to decide where the elbow was down, which is happened to having to be conclusive in order to change the call.
Yeah, I thought it was ugly no matter which way you slice it. Joe Gabriel, we're going to get to – Joe brings something every week, for those of you new to the show, that Ralph and I – have no idea what he's going to bring to the show.
I don't either. Really.
We will be, which makes it even nicer. Which we are awaiting. But quickly, Joseph, not the start the Cavs were looking for. 0-3 here.
No.
I think, again, we knew it would take some time to get going. Defensively, however, it's a point where, we're only three games in, but this team's going to have to start looking in the mirror and seeing what they can do on that end of the floor. No question.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing they need to do now, really, is find their identity. They don't have an identity right now, and it should start on the defensive front, but right now they're searching for who they are, and I think that's a problem.
On your pregame interview with Associate Head Coach Larry Drew, that we air on Omega, by the way, you talked to him about how, they have been falling into a deep hole in the first two games. And Coach Drew said to you that, they were looking to get to a better start.
Right.
And it did.
Yeah.
The team did.
Much better start.
They got to a much better start. They had a really
good
first quarter.
Against the Hawks you're talking about on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
And then again, it has been the something that went wrong, but it becomes an epidemic because it's like the second quarter effort has just been a
rough quarter.
And I think it's something that, like Joe said, the identity needs to be searched for. And I think Tristan Thompson took it upon himself to talk to everybody in the post-game call. Literally, not pointing fingers, but putting a mirror in front of everybody and saying, we need to be better. We need to be the fight, like we're saying this season. And you need to bring the fight to be the fight.
Yeah, and right now I think that's what they need. They need somebody to put their foot somewhere and really just say, this isn't us. This can't be us. We have to behave like champions. And right now they're not playing like
What's interesting about it to me is that on paper, you looked around and you checked out the depth chart and everything else and the rotation players, and you said, are they going to be able to score consistently enough to do what they want to do, to have the success they want to have this season? That has not been a problem through the first three games. But defensively, where they thought, well, you have to improve. They're 29th in defensive efficiency last season. That's where the problem's been early. And again, guys, small sample size. Right. I mean, no need to hit the panic button here. But I don't think there's any question that the coaching staff will tell you some things need to change and need to change now.
But everything starts with small samples. And I don't know if it's me, but we hurt so many teams and fans for the last 4 years that it has seemed that the first 3 weeks here,
they're hungry.
They have been trying. For some reason, it felt like Atlanta was trying to get to those 25 threes that we hit twice against them during our run in the last 4 years. Did it feel like that way in the fourth quarter, that they kept putting it up? And
it felt like it. It felt like everything they threw up went in. I mean, it was brutal.
We were laughing back on the air during the game 2015 and 2016. The Cavaliers, of course, swept the Hawks out of the playoffs and did so by drilling threes. I mean, setting records in terms of playoffs in the series, how many threes they were hitting. We were saying somewhere during that game, Mike Budenholzer sitting up in Milwaukee going, where in the world is this? when I coach these guys, where in the world? And you could tell, too. I mean, look at the three first-round picks of the Hawks last season. All of them, what do they have in common? All of whom can shoot the basketball, starting with Trae Young, and that was certainly on display. All right, Joseph. What do you have? What is it called? Is it a new? I mean, is it
no,
a new?
No, we're gonna do the old one. We're gonna do old Pick'ems.
We're starting old first.
Pick'em. Yeah, and then we're gonna do a test balloon in the next segment.
Okay. Test balloon in the next segment. We have two different things coming up.
Two different things.
Oh, nice. All right, let's go.
Okay, say you're at the scores table and you're calling the game.
Oh, okay.
And this is from an old referee. Who would you rather have gotten teed up by, Dick Pavetta or Joy Crawford?
This is well.
You Rafa, actually, if I was the player,
yeah, Rafa, yeah,
I
mean, no, I'm not even talking about
you know Rafa's history.
I'm not going to say not teed up. I'm going to say he comes over here and really
gives it to you.
Really gives it to you. Who would you rather have it from, Dick Pavetta or Joy Crawford?
I'll let Rafa start. This might take 25 minutes. I would
keep it brief.
I would like it to be Dick Pavetta, because if he was
Joy Crawford,
our other friend Joy Crawford, you probably would have me channeling my inner Ingram, Paul, Rondo together, and because I know what it would have been from that side. So I'll take my
what was better. It? Joey Crawford.
He's got such a beef with Joey Crawford.
Joey Crawford's the one official that
I always hated the fact that he disrespected the players when they are asking for.
What is that from the Tim, from the Tim Duncan situation or otherwise?
He's so easy.
I always believe that in order to get the respect, you have to give it. And you know, you get what you give, right? And Joey never really inspired that in me. He always was so angry with players, and that bothered me. And then I learned, you know, from you. First of all, coming to the Cavs was the first time that I ever worked directly for a team, so everything is a little more personal to me now. And I've been told, don't worry about it, don't take.
What
it.
What did you learn from me?
just don't take it too personal. You know, because it was the first time that I was working for a team, so it bothered me a lot, and it still does. And I don't know. Bavetta is my.
It
answer.
Took you one question to get under his skin. Rafa is the professional provocateur. Rafa is the pro provocateur, and you just.
I know.
Question number
it's
one.
It's nice to turn the tables on him.
What was your next question, just out of curiosity?
Oh, the next question was because we watch a lot of movies. We fly a lot, we watch a ton of movies. Right. Would you prefer a movie that makes you laugh or makes you cry?
That's easy for me.
Laugh. I know. For
I don't even laugh. Understand why
what's
one would go
that makes you cry?
To be depressed.
I know, Jay.
So, seriously, you get a night out, you know, the kids, you get a babysitter.
Or even if you, you know, let's get a movie that really moves you.
I like the movie that makes me think, and then that makes me laugh, and then I don't know if I'm watching a comedy or if I'm watching something serious, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You
know? one of the last movies I saw at the theater made me cry. I cried in the theater, and I mean really at the end of it, I cried.
What?
It was the Mr. Rogers documentary. And at the end, there was really a very emotional part.
Mr. Rogers, the kids?
The Mr. Rogers. It's a very popular documentary.
Right.
It was out last year. It'll probably get nominated.
Right.
And I was at the end of the movie, and I kind of went. I went on July 4th by myself.
Is that the one that Tom Hanks played, Mr.?
No, it's not. It's a documentary.
Oh, it's a documentary.
And I sat kind of up in the corner, and there was a very emotional ending. And at the end, I cried. I figured I might cry. Mm-hmm. And the lights came up, and Dave McMenamin was in the movie theater, and he busted me crying.
Dave McMenamin, reporter for ESPN.
Yes.
So ESPN one of your reporter. Fellow B reporters.
Have you ever watched a movie that made you cry?
No, I don't like it. It doesn't make sense. Yeah, it's almost like watching a scary movie.
For me, it's like any, you know, you guys can make me laugh, but you guys could never make me cry. So when a movie makes me cry, I feel like, man, it really did
something.
And you
felt good when you left the movie, aside from the Dave McMenamin part?
I'm comfortable enough in my own masculinity to say that I cried.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with that. If you're asking me, I'd laugh.
Wait a minute, you didn't cry when you watched Rudy?
No, it was about my alma mater.
Like, Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams doesn't make you cry.
No, I like that movie.
When he says, "Hey,
what part
Pop,
would you cry?"
You
I guess
catch?
When he's playing catch with your dad. Yeah, I suppose.
Cecil cries.
Our cameraman said he would cry. But, hey, we're going up against a break. We're going to do the rest of this pick 'em on the other half, and then we can go to your test balloon and continue on after that. Does that work?
Mm-hmm. Is that like a hot air balloon? Or?
I don't know what it is, but I'm actually looking forward for segment.
It's like our pilot.
Okay, we can do that. Yeah. That's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
There's a fight in this city, and it lives in the blood of all of us, driving us, uniting us. This fight is our birthright. So on your feet, Cleveland. Be the one thing you were born to be. Be the fight.
The fight continues Saturday, October 27th, as the Cavs face the Pacers. It's sneakerhead night, and all fans receive the Cavs shoebox. Head to Cavs.com for your tickets today.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Are you looking for a night out with friends or family? With exciting promotions, giveaways, and concession steals, there's something for everyone at a Cleveland Monsters game.
Get to the Monsters game on Friday, November 2nd for a 1-2-3 Friday where all fans can enjoy $1 Pepsi's, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Monsters Hockey, where players and fans come to play.
Cavs HQ presented by AT&T rolls alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito and Cavs.com's Joe Gabriel. I am merely John Michael. Pick'em continues, Joseph.
I cried at a lot of parts during Field of Dreams, by the way.
Did you?
There's a couple parts in there.
I love that movie because it's about baseball, but I don't remember feeling sentimental or like wanted to cry.
There's nothing wrong with
crying. I love when like Moonlight Graham. I love
Ryan, even that part of me kind of gets you a little. Even Moonlight Graham gets a little clamped when they.
Yeah.
Okay.
He steps over
the
threshold.
Yeah. All right. Would you prefer like FSO did this cool graphic where they morphed Kevin Love from the early Kevin Love to today's Kevin Love.
Okay.
Do you prefer baby fat chin strap Kevin Love, or do you like Banana Republic svelte male model Kevin Love?
I like letting Rafa go first.
You kind of whisked out on this whole thing.
Yeah, I would love to see. I would really love to see UCLA Kevin Love wearing the clothes he wears now from Banana Republic.
That's the best answer.
Yeah, that is pretty good. That's a good answer. That goes back to when we interviewed You said you lost 50 pounds. Yeah. There wasn't an overweight section in Banana Republic. So
now I'm a
size, plus size Banana Republic for the Rafa. He was just for the old Rafa.
Maybe he looked like a different human, man.
I know he does. Even the no facial hair now is
yeah,
all
he just, he looks
toned up.
Yeah.
And,
so I thought that was kind of a good thing. Okay, last one, pick 'em. Joe Buck or. Sam Decker's father-in-law, Kevin Harlan.
Oh, I like Kevin Harlan.
Kevin.
See, yeah. He's in the family now, right? I mean,
father-in-law.
Yeah, Sam was Sam married the daughter of Kevin Harlan.
This summer.
Yeah, I was interested. Who, you know, graduated into the basketball family more? Did, you know, his
right.
wife?
Right, which way did that? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was, he's the voice, you know, along with Marv Albert, he's the voice pretty much of Mike Breen, of course. The voice of the NBA. What a fantastic job he does. Not only on television, he does radio.
Oh, yeah.
He does radio football, mm-hmm. and Kevin's fantastic. I'm a big Kevin Harlan fan.
And I believe Sam's wife is the sideline reporter during the Monday Night Broadcast.
I think she does do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. On another show, I'll tell you why Kevin Harlan and not Joe Buck. But
okay. Yeah, because I don't want you getting too much into Joe Buck. Okay, now it's time for our new, possible new segment. We're going to try it out and see if it works today.
That a lot on this show.
Drum roll, please.
Sometimes
okay,
it works, sometimes
this
it
one is, there's three Cavs legends. Mm-hmm. And if these Cavs legends like you, it's like in the mafia, you're like a made man.
Okay.
If Jones, AC, and Campy, if you are accepted by the three, the Holy Trinity.
You're in.
You're in. You're a Cavalier. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think all three of us are. I hope so.
And they don't overly accept a lot of people.
They
you
don't.
Need to write you.
Okay.
You
and they all the have right, very distinctive right ilk, right. personalities yes, and everything. So this is going to be, I'm going to put you in a situation. You have to pick Campy, AC,
all right, I
or
like
Jones.
This. I like this already.
Okay, ready?
I'm picking my partner. I'm just saying that right now.
Okay, here's the situation. We're on the road. We're all having dinner. Minding their own business, watching a game or whatever, and some guy or a group of guys comes and starts trouble with our table on the road.
Jones.
See, but the problem. Do you want because Jones will escalate right away? He'll start
Jones
dropping guys, or do you want Campy, who's very diplomatic and will de-escalate, mm-hmm. and then AC's a lover, not a fighter.
AC would make everybody laugh. By the time we'll be having shots right? together by the end of the
right. Okay. Are you sure you want Jones?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I like my partner.
Jones will put an end to it, and I'll continue
immediate.
To enjoy
Jones
my
Jones will put an immediate end
But
to
you
it.
Know what the problem is? Jones wouldn't be eating with us because he's
leaving. Yeah, that's true.
So there's a little asterisk. There's an asterisk, but yeah.
Okay.
In an ideal world, I'd take my partner.
Number two. One of them wants to give you a tour of their childhood hometown and just a nice, you get a day with one of the three, but only one, Jones, Campy, or AC.
That's a really good
one day of them driving you around, telling stories, the whole bit, but you only get one.
So Jimmy and Racine.
Right.
Austin and D.C.
Mm-hmm.
and Campy, Michigan,
yes,
correct?
Correct.
Ooh.
One day. Well, that guy driving
I think Jimmy would tell you, you don't want to see my neighborhood. I know him enough that he would say, let's go on one of the other tours.
But wouldn't that be a great day driving
yes.
around with Jimmy?
Oh, it would be a great – I mean, yeah. I mean, I do it on a regular basis. But it would be a great day.
I would pick A.C. because I want to see at what part of his life learning basketball somebody told him it was not okay to pass. Just shoot.
See, that's just plain rude.
Yeah, that's not nice.
I would like
to. No, he loves it when I tell him that. Everybody talked to him about the 61 points in the tournament.
He's so
I
much
said,
fun.
Why don't they mention the three assists?
You know what? Let's take, again, these backhanded comments.
I didn't mean for it to go.
That's all right.
No, but he's not bad.
I'd pick AC because we'd end up at a tequila joint regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take Campy.
Okay.
I'm going to take
Campy
just because.
Mesa Blue.
Just because I would just. Campy would just take you on a nice.
Yeah.
It'd be easy going. Kind of thing. Yeah, he would.
He just has that easy going
way
about
him.
He's from
nice,
Michigan?
I think so,
he
right?
He just went to Michigan.
He went to Michigan and he's from.
Oh, he is from. Okay.
He's from Michigan. As well. Okay. This is a quick one. Who do you want to go clothes shopping with? Clothes shopping.
AC. AC is.
Wow, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
AC Jones or. I go AC.
They all have their own style in their own way.
They definitely have their own style.
That assumes that we, again, Jimmy, I know he shops the big and tall, so I'm out. I'm out there. Can't be probably. Austin's the only one I'd have a fighting chance to fit in any clothes.
Yeah, I'm going Austin.
AC
I mean, Austin was rocking the blue suede shoes last night.
Yeah.
That tells you right there.
Yeah. Austin, Austin does fashion right. I like this segment. Okay. These guys are, I mean, just. the way that, obviously, Austin Campy on the television side on Fox Sports Ohio, it just have such a great way. And it doesn't matter, I don't think, and Jimmy too on the radio side, of course, but I'm talking more about, you know, what people see television-wise here on this network. I don't think it matters all that much in terms of wins or losses, but they're entertaining, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And I mean, Austin, when you hear him night after night after night, he's a guy who there's no question as to what Austin might be thinking.
Like, it's I think pretty, Jim, it's pre- Jim it's has that clear. Same.
Yeah, Jim, yeah. You're right. There's not too many hidden agendas with those two. But that to me is what makes Austin beautiful and what makes him so likable and why he is Mr.
And I have to say, we picked Jones on the first one because obviously he's an imposing figure, but he's probably sweeter than the other two. Everybody thinks Jones is just, you know,
don't
like a big
him.
Guy.
I don't think he'd appreciate you telling people.
He's Ursine.
He was very nice to me from the beginning, from my first road trip. And again, I haven't been able to share a meal with him because we don't.
Yeah, guess what? This is our eighth season together. How many times have we eaten together on the road? None.
Well, Joe and I will make
sure. But I always know what he is because there's the room service thing right outside his room. You know exactly.
He's vegan, and he always says, "Where'd you go?" And I say, "I got a hamburger." And he always goes, "Oh, that sounds so good." But zero times. Hey, good job, Joseph.
Thank you.
Always good.
Can
seeing
you stay for another hour?
Joe loves being here. He loves his appearances right here on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. We will wrap things up right after this.
Most people know Levin's is the place for incredible values. We're also the place for the best quality selection and service. As the area's largest furniture and mattress retailer, our buyers travel the world looking for the very best values and highest quality furniture. Plus, the decorating studio at Levin's can help you create the home of your dreams. From custom living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, to American-made special orders, our in-store decorators are here to assist. And with the best finance offers and white glove delivery, you're gonna love Levin's.
Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, Neil Finn, Mike Campbell, Fleetwood Mac. Friday, October 26th, Quicken Loans Arena. The legacy continues with all the songs you know and love. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, venue box office, or by phone. The Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
We are back to wrap things up on our season premiere of Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. So, okay, Rafa, camp started a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We had media day to kick things off.
Like first day of school for us.
Right, it is like the first day of school where the players go around and they talk to different media outlets and takes a while and we go through the whole gamut of players or whatnot. And for Cavs HQ, we were there and we had some promos that we were looking to do with different players.
Yeah.
And we were able to put some of that together. And
are you going to show me one of them now?
It didn't work out very well. It didn't work out well at all, in fact.
Okay.
And I will, in fact.
But you won't let it go to waste.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. It could fill some of the show. It's better than us talking. So I figured we'd take a look.
I'm George Hill, and you're watching Cavs HQ. Don't you have anything better to do with your time?
Hey, this is Channing Frye. Why don't you watch Cavs HQ on Netflix, right?
No, not on Netflix.
What about Hulu?
No.
Amazon Prime Video?
Mm-mm, not on that one.
Kids YouTube. Is this even a show for real?
Don't watch it. You're not going to get anything good at it. They're laughing. I'm not laughing. Don't watch it. Thank you.
Don't watch it on Fox Sports Ohio or on Cavs.com.
Come on, Cavs.
Also not listen to it on the Cavaliers Radio Network.
That's perfect. You hear that? Even Marty got in on the act.
Yeah, right.
Marty the voiceover.
Big Daddy,
guy.
Like, yeah.
Big Daddy the voiceover guy got in on the act. Well, there you
they
have it.
They were lying.
There you have it.
I mean, they were lying.
Ringing endorsements.
Yeah. Well, I thought we were recording it for them to promote the new season.
Yeah, well, in fact, it was like supposedly ha, 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 but then it just didn't really work out. Well, and that's how it came out. Don't watch the show at all. And that'll do it for our season premiere of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T. Always fun being with you. We're going to be with you all season long. I'm John. He's Rafa. Until next time, take care.
I feel like I'm in The Price is Right.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com, the venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations, or by phone. World Wired Tour. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.